This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Alex Jones.
Wanted to say, great job of the crew, the whole office, every single man and woman here. And at InfoWars, you the listeners, the sponsors, the stations, everybody, the good Lord above. And I would just also add that Paul Watson is saddling up, is getting in the cockpit over in London, England, about to take over after this quick segment ends. Let's go ahead. We're covering a lot. This is a great interview today, getting to so much info. Let's go ahead and take some more calls here. Let's talk to James in Michigan. You're on the air with G. Everett Griffin. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, G. Everett Griffin. You inspired me since you were in that movie, Invisible Empire, and you said that even labor leaders were a part of the CFR and the secret society. So I went and I did research, and I found that out. It's true. Walter Reuther was at a 1966 Bilderberg meeting in Germany. And what my question is for you is, let's say they have another Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, at the Marriott. If we all went and protested there and Trump went and did a rally protest in front of the Marriott, would you then change your mind about him?
No. I don't forget, I'm not really anti-Trump. I'm simply saying that he's not a candidate that I would vote for because he doesn't represent my point of view. I think Mr. Trump is a very shrewd person in that he knows what is upsetting the American people, and he has put himself forth to say, I agree with you. I, too, am upset. I too do not like the Bilderbergers. I, too, do not like the CFR, you know, things like he'll say anything. And he pretty much told us that in the early days of his campaign. He said, I will say anything to be elected. He didn't say it in that many words, but he said, you know, I know how to get things done. I work with both sides. I contribute both the Republicans and the Democrats. He said, I work with them both. It doesn't make a difference to me because I know how to get things done. So in that statement, he told us that he has no political principles at all, just how to get things done. And so to get elected, he'll do whatever he needs to do to get elected, and he'll stand with any group that he thinks will send him votes. Now, that's not the kind of guy I would vote for. Now, I'm not anti-Trump at all because I think maybe he does get things done. But when
but
I go
done,
to the poll,
done in a true constitutional free market fashion.
Exactly. That's the whole point. That issue is never discussed. So when I vote for somebody, I want to vote for somebody that represents the principles in which I believe. Otherwise, it's a wasted vote.
Sure. There's something they're afraid of him on, and I've been told what it is. I mean, they say, no, he knows all this stuff. And, yeah. You know, he knows about the Federal Reserve, the whole nine yards, and that he says get things done. He means, you know, turn the economy back on, not do one-sided trade deals. I think that's why David Knight's even supporting him now, because clearly he's going against that key globalist rail where we make all these bad deals and sell our country out. Thank you, James. Let's go ahead and go to Terry in Minnesota. You're on the air with G. Everett Griffin. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Hi, Doctor. How are you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Anyway, listen, I know your credentials, Alex, and I've heard the doctors. I appreciate both your points. My credentials are basically I'm one of the election of God. As far as Trump is concerned, this is what my take on it is. There's nothing more powerful than that Bible because everything's in there. So I don't know why people run around this planet looking for the needle in the haystack when it's sitting on most shelves. As far as Trump is, Trump's going to be president. This is why. There's no other entity in the political arena around this planet that could actually cause a deadly wound to the political system except for Trump. It's going down that way. And if you understand the parable of the fig tree, it sets up the last generation, and everybody knows that.
I hear you. I was seeing you had a question or comment for Griffin. If you want to even hold over, Watson can talk to you, but I want to try to get his response here at the end. There are so many good Christian people, and I myself am a Christian, who interpret constantly the end of the world or this is this or this or that. Christ said constantly, don't try to know the hour or the time. Only God knows that. But all these preachers get on TV and say they know when the date is, and it really discredits things. I'm not saying the guy's wrong. All I'm saying is interpreting this, interpreting that, it's just, I think the Bible says that's up to God, isn't it? G. Edward?
Oh, well, yes, I think, too. I don't consider myself to be qualified in the theological field. I think people get into trouble when they try and measure events with that
yardstick.
Absolutely. Well, listen, your website, people need to join it, get involved, freedomforceinternational.org, or find all your material, realityzone.com. Thank you, G. Edward.
All right, thank you.
Paul Watson, straight ahead from London.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Careful what you wish.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Wanted to go ahead and talk to Paul Watson in a few minutes. I was walking out of the studio and I said, I want to talk to Paul. He's my good friend. We don't get a chance to talk a lot on the phone. We're both so busy, or via Skype, so why not? We'll just do it all here personally in front of everybody. About 5 minutes, then we'll hand the baton to him. Separately, too, we have two big specials that end tonight at midnight. They will end. That is a great colloidal silver toothbrush, super high quality, high-tech design, amazing, with a bottle of Silver Bullet colloidal silver, InfoWars brand, 30 parts per million, super high quality. The leading competitors, the same stuff we've got, the same high-quality factory, is $24.95 or higher. Ours is $19.95 with the toothbrush. That's like $10 off what this should cost. It's a great deal. These toothbrushes have been a bestseller for a year, and I never even plugged them. And they're like, why don't you ever plug the toothbrushes? You know, these are really good. And you said get some over a year ago. And, oh, yeah, we sell a lot of those, sure. And I do have to end it because they were saying just keep doing it for another week because it's selling so well. But we got to get a bunch of more of the toothbrushes in, so we have to stop. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and 37% off that also ends tonight on high-quality Survival Shield Nation 9 on X2. The globalist pump halogens, bad halogens in the water and food on purpose. It lowers IQs. It calcifies the pineal. It attacks the thyroid. That controls gut function. It goes on and on. Your skin, your blood. All I know is, man, something this simple is amazing. And I really wouldn't sell the other types of iodines before because they were just too unpalatable. They had weird, you know, metals they were bound to. It was just no one was putting out high-quality nutraceutical iodine. No one. Not hospital supplies. No one. So we just went out and ferreted it around, and turns out the Russians were. Then they sold to the U.S. 30 years ago, and the patent's right here, and it was a little long-term operation almost no one knew about, and now we've got it. So it's kind of the cool stuff that falls in our lap. Thanks to Providence, InfoWarsLife.com. Get X2 37% off right now. Do not procrastinate. It takes a lot of money to fund this operation, so you're not just getting high-quality nutraceuticals. You're funding the tip of the spear. It is a win, win, win. I'm starting a liver cleanse tomorrow. Well, actually, I started it today. We're going to start plugging it tomorrow. And that's the liver shield and, of course, the oxy powder. And it's just amazing what it does on a six-day regimen. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com. You see the informational videos there. It is dramatic. Now, going to London, England, to Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, first off, tell us what's coming up today. And then I wanted to talk to you about a few things. Why do you think they're really this scared of Trump? And do you think that when Dr. Corsi and Roger Stone and now a bunch of other insiders, but before I was told this over a year ago, there's no way this was planted by these people to tell me this, because some of them are folks I've known in Austin for many years, wealthy folks that are well known to be friends with Trump. And they said, man, you don't know that Trump is the, you know, the mainstreaming of what you do and that you're like the underground and like he's the, you know, operational person and that he knows all this. They're like, you ought to really talk to Donald Trump, man. He knows. And so he's like, yeah, I have to buy these politicians so they take over my business. It's legal. I do it. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like the fact that you can't compete and make stuff in America. I want to change that. I mean, for some reason, he's got them so scared. So what's coming up today, and why are they so scared of Trump? Or is it some elaborate double feint where they know that we're anti-establishment, and so by attacking him, they really want him elected? I mean, I just don't buy that.
Well, I think, you know, Donald Trump was created by the left, by social justice warriors. I mean, they made themselves so hate-worthy with their behavior and their activity, which is now being emphasized at all these rallies, where they're punching police horses. They're wearing T-shirts that say, if you vote Trump, you get jumped. Blocking ambulances, blocking highways. People are sick of that behavior. They've been sick of it for years now. So the reaction was this rush of support towards Trump. So it didn't really matter what his policies were. And yes, he's flip-flopped on a lot of issues. Just the sheer hatred engendered by these progressives, who aren't progressives, they're actually fascists, behavior has created this rush of support for Trump. So it's not a debate whether is Trump a good guy, is he going to follow through on what he says, what are his actual policies. That's not what created the phenomenon of Trump. What created it was the sheer hatred towards social justice warriors and leftists and the new breed of fascists, which is what they are, because those people are so loathed that, you know, there's an equal and opposite reaction, and Trump represents the backlash to that. That's why he's so popular. So really, they've only got themselves to blame. Now they're freaking out, they're rioting and staging violence, and of course blaming the victim, and now the media's going along with that. And again, that was emphasized last week where you had the...
All right, Paul, Skype just broke up momentarily. Let me interrupt as your Skype broke out. The article you wrote on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of this woman, Paul, your Skype's breaking up, hold on a moment, of this man, woman, whatever it is, with a bunch of Muslims attacking the police, slapping the police horse. I mean, doesn't this transgender person get that in these Muslim countries they'd be stoned to death? I don't get why the liberal trendies just worship radical Islam. What is wrong with these screwballs, Paul? Yes, his Skype did continue to degenerate and just lost him. We're going to get Paul back on. Well, I guess it's a good thing that I came into the fourth hour with him. I just had a lark to do it. because his Skype has degraded and cut out. It doesn't normally happen with his Skype. That's how he's able to host the show. In fact, for months, whenever he would host the show, we'd have somebody in here for backup in case it did, but it never happened. So now it's happening. I wouldn't have been here. We just would have played a clip or something. But it's just crazy to see what a television culture and a pop culture has done with these confused, crazy, mentally ill-looking people stumbling around. And then you've got Muslims that basically keep their wives on leashes with feminists patting them on the head. I mean, these are just the most disingenuous, oxymoronic, hypocritical. I don't have words to describe it. You have to go out and see them for yourself. The hissing, the spitting, the hatred. It's like this black cop said, I've never seen anyone so hateful in Tucson. Anyone punching and spitting and kicking, trying to get beat up. And then it's Donald Trump's fault when they do it. Right, Paul Watson?
Yeah, that's the entire media narrative is now to blame Trump when you've got these people punching police horses, blocking highways. Go and look at the Soros agitator who was behind this highway shutdown in Arizona. She's a woman called Jacinta Gonzalez. Look at the thousand-yard stare in her eyes. She's got her neck chained to a truck. She looks like an extra out of Children of the Corn. I mean, just look at the glazed, insane, unhinged look on her face.
We want to pull her up. What article is she in?
This is the Gateway Pundit. Lead organizer who shut down highway to Trump rally is Soros fellow. And then if you scroll down in that article, there are two pictures. The second picture is...
Why do we allow a Nazi collaborator to run around and try to overthrow our country when we know he's overthrown other countries? I mean, this guy should be kicked out of here and banned like Russia has done immediately.
Yeah, and if you go onto the actual Gateway Pundit article, you can see the glazed thousand-yard stare in her eyes. She looks like Children of the Corn. This really illustrates what these people are all about. Then you have the rapper and prominent Black Lives Matter activist who said, we're going to riot if Trump wins. Then he deleted his tweet and claimed that somebody had made it up or somebody had hijacked his phone. Again, these people say these things. They threaten violence. They stage violence. And then they blame it on the victim and say that you're a racist because you made this up.
What about the Trump Tower people with red flags saying we're going to kill you and your children?
Yeah, they carry around these communist red flags. 200 million people dead as a result of communism last century alone. But that's tolerant. That's liberal. And the media gives these people cover every time. As that black cop said, they're the most violent, spiteful, hateful people you could ever wish to meet. And I should know because I deal with them every day. You should know because you met them out at the Red Guards protest there in Austin. These are the most despicable people. And yet the media, you know, exhibits them as...
They literally go, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I have hair under my arms, I stink, I love Satan, I love killing babies.
Yeah, and they've got the nerve to grandstand and have all this fake, you know, righteous indignation. You don't have the moral high ground when you're waving a flag that's responsible for the death of 200 million people. I'm sorry, you don't have the moral high ground.
And they're trying to intimidate our free speech. I'm all for free speech. When people start calling for violence and organized crime, it's not speech. It's organized racketeering. It's a criminal subversion, and they need to be dealt with at this point. And I'll expand on that. Mexico saying we're going to have our illegals get licenses and vote. China involved. I mean, I've never seen such a ganging up on our country. And look at England. You're run by the EU. Even your own liberal mayor of London says it's wrong.
No, it's amazing. And if you're blocking a highway, you're preventing people from peaceably assembling. You're blocking their free speech. You're imposing your will to infringe on their rights. That's not the First Amendment. You don't have that right. But the media still frames this as protesters. They're not protesters. They're agitators. They're preventing other people from expressing their rights to peaceably assemble. And it was a private event, again. So it is not your First Amendment right to stop other people from having their free speech, no matter what the media narrative is, which it continues to be. These are just protesters. Any violence that happens is Donald Trump's fault, even though it's being staged by these crazy...
Because a literal guy with an oxygen tank and a white cat... who is the latest James Bond villain, I mean, on record, George Soros is the new villain in the James Bond movie, and then he is running communist groups. I mean, that Nazi collaborator needs to be thrown out of this country, Paul. I'm going to hand it over to you. Great job. Great job of the crew. Paul Watson from London. Infowars.com is where the revolution against tyranny starts. It's where the Renaissance begins, and it's where tyranny dies.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees, they keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
It's the 4th hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. Coming up in the next segment, I've got Syrian Girl popping in for a quick segment to talk about Syria, the Russian pullout, and what she thinks of Donald Trump as a Muslim. Is Donald Trump a bigger threat to Muslims than Hillary Clinton? But we're going to dive into this news
Breitbart reports migrant gangs leave severed head on Amsterdam street. In Amsterdam, a severed head was found laying in the open street. It's just the latest gruesome murder in what is being called the Mokro War, involving North African migrants from Morocco. So you've got all these migrant gangs from Afghanistan, from Syria, from Morocco, not only attacking Europeans, but attacking each other. You see it every day in these migrant camps. Now they've found a severed head on the streets of Amsterdam. More cultural enrichment. I guess the answer is just to keep the borders open and let in a million more. Breitbart also reports, journalist punched, kicked and rammed with car in Sweden's Little Mogadishu no-go zone. Now, excuse me, but I was told by the media for about 2-3 years running that Muslim no-go ghettos don't exist. They're a conspiracy theory. They don't exist, even though myself, Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman walked directly through one and got chased away in Molenbeek. Again, these Muslim no-go areas don't exist, even though this Swedish film crew went to do some recording in one, and within a minute and a half, and you can watch this video in the article, it's at the bottom of the article, within 90 seconds of them arriving in this Muslim no-go ghetto, which doesn't exist and is a conspiracy theory, they're verbally assaulted and then physically assaulted by these migrants. One of the cameramen is run over by one of these migrants who then speeds off in the car. They then call the police. The police say, oh, we can't be seen to be protecting you because then they'll attack us. That's why they don't go into these areas in the first place, because the police get attacked. So the police stay off in the distance. This film crew walks through this shopping square in this Swedish town. And again, within minutes, they're verbally assaulted, and then again, violently assaulted. Somebody else is punched in the face in this Muslim ghetto, this Muslim no-go zone, that again, according to the media, does not exist, just like the one in Molenbeek doesn't exist, and we didn't get chased out of it, none of that ever happened. Well, of course, they caught one of the Paris massacre terrorists in Molenbeek, which doesn't exist and is a conspiracy theory, just a few days ago, Salah Abdeslam. He'd been hiding there for months, and they only just caught him. And why is that? Well, because as Reuters reports, Paris fugitive helped more by friends and neighbors than Islamic State. So again, after every single terror attack, we hear this often repeated narrative in the media, not all Muslims are terrorists. Well, that's true. But unfortunately, a lot of them are Islamists. And a lot of them, as we see in Molenbeek, will actually protect terrorists. After the Paris attack, security forces searched far and wide for prime suspect Salah Abdeslam, who vanished after returning to Brussels, believing Islamic State could have spirited him away to Turkey, Syria, or Morocco. Remember, this is the guy who was driving back from the Paris massacre. He was supposed to blow himself up. They actually caught him. They apprehended the car, the police did, but let him go again. So he was able to sneak back into Molenbeek, the jihadist ghetto in Brussels, Belgium. And it appears that Europe's most wanted man never left the Belgian capital. And it was family, friends, and petty criminals who helped him evade a manhunt for 4 months before he was arrested on Friday in the neighborhood he grew up in, not from his parents' home. So he's basically been in Molenbeek for the past 4 months, living in someone's basement, and because not one single resident of that jihadist ghetto, which doesn't exist and is a conspiracy theory, not a single one of them alerted the police to his presence, because it's a police no-go zone. There were no police whatsoever when we walked through it the day after the raid which caught the mastermind behind the Paris massacre. So not a single neighbor or friend alerted authorities to the fact that this guy, Europe's most wanted terrorist, was there for the past 4 months. And in fact, when the police actually went to arrest him, this is out of the Express, missiles thrown at police in Molenbeek by Salah Abdeslam supporters, their Sikh hero. So they went to arrest the guy responsible for the massacre of dozens and dozens of innocent people in Paris. and the gentle, tolerant people of Molenbeek, the jihadist ghetto that doesn't exist and is a conspiracy theory, they attacked the police and hailed the Paris massacre terrorist as a hero in this jihadist ghetto that doesn't exist and is a conspiracy theory. We'll be right back after the break with Syrian Girl and more news. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide.
We're back. It's the 4th hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, and we've got two great deals on at the InfoWars store. It's the last chance to get Survival Shield X2 at 37% off. That's a huge discount, 37% off retail price. That ends tonight at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. If you get that, you get a free silver-infused toothbrush when you buy at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, that deal ends tonight. So be sure to support us by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going back to the Donald Trump news, a new poll has come out, and it says that the majority of Americans say they'd like to punch Trump full in the face. Again, it says the tolerant, nonviolent, peaceful, anti-Trump protesters who like to block ambulances and punch horses in the face, they're really peaceful. A poll reveals that a majority of Americans would like to smack Donald Trump in the face with their fists. According to the findings by Wallet Hub, 54% of respondents said they love to hit Trump in the mosh. Trump's punchability ranks way higher than Hillary Clinton, who was placed second in the survey with 14% of votes. President Obama is down on 13%, while any congressman is placed in fourth with 12%. So Biden, I mean, Trump even beats tax attorneys and accountants. So even the punchability of Hillary Clinton doesn't quite come up to the standard of Donald Trump. So again, it emphasizes the point that many of the people opposing Donald Trump are violent and intolerant people. While the media portrays them as being peaceful protesters, we've also got this article up on Infowars.com. Anti-Trump protester who slapped police horse describes herself as a commie feminist. The anti-Trump protester arrested in Kansas City for physically attacking a police horse describes herself as a commie feminist. This was on her own Instagram bio. And you've probably seen the video by now. If you haven't, it's in the article. But it's 29-year-old April J. Foster, who was basically, she was at this rally in Kansas City waving a giant communist red flag, the political system responsible for the deaths of 200 million people in the last century, because she's really peaceful. And she starts screaming and yelling at this police horse as if that's going to do anything, as if she's going to intimidate the police horse into backing away or something. Then she slaps it in the face. Now, Peter has come out and condemned this, but in her own bio, Foster describes herself as a commie feminist. These are the peaceful protesters who the leftist media has given cover to, you know, describe them as tolerant, reasonable, rational people when they're the ones engaging in violence. As I mentioned earlier, lead organizer who shut down highway to Trump rally is a Soros fellow from New Orleans. Yesterday, far-left open border activists shut down the highway leading to the Trump rally in Fountain Hills, Arizona for 2 hours. So if you are dying in an ambulance and you wanted to get through that highway, well, tough luck. Because there were social justice warriors there carrying signs that said Donald Trump is a racist, and that's more important than sick and injured people getting to the hospital. Because these are really, really pleasant people. Now look at this picture. Jacinta Gonzalez, this is the lead organizer behind this protest to shut down the highway to block other people from expressing their free speech. Okay, that's not your First Amendment right to block other people from exercising their right. You're imposing on their rights. That's not a freedom that you have. And just take a look at this picture of Jacinta Gonzalez. I mean, talk about children of the corn. She's tied herself by the neck to this vehicle, and she's got the thousand-yard stare, the typical glazed, unhinged social justice warrior look. This just completely emphasizes what these people are all about. Now, let me know if we've got the guests ready, by the way, but we'll continue with news. Tucson cop, anti-Trump protesters, most hateful people I've ever seen. Now, you've probably seen this video up on Infowars.com. It's a 10-minute video of a cop who went to a Donald Trump rally as a neutral observer just to try and get a sense of what this was all about. He's seen the media portrayals. He's seen the narrative of Trump people as violent, unhinged, dangerous people. He found out that the opposite was true. So you can go and watch that video on Infowars.com. But we've got our guest now, Syrian girl, who, of course, she's been on the show today before, geopolitical analyst and contributor at Neo Journal and Sputnik International. Now, Syrian girl, we haven't got much time, so I'll go straight to the first question. Now, you're a Muslim, of course. Donald Trump, who opposed the Iraq war from the start, has called for a temporary ban on Muslims entering the U.S. due to terrorism concerns. He was called a hateful bigot for doing so. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, voted for a war which killed nearly a million Muslims She oversaw a policy in Libya and Syria which ruined those two countries and led to the international migrant crisis. Who's the bigger threat to Muslims in your view? Is it Donald Trump or is it Hillary Clinton?
It's, of course, Hillary Clinton. You know, Trump can say whatever he wants about Syrians or Muslims. He can, you know, insult every curse word, but at least he's not actually killing us like Hillary Clinton. And, you know, Hillary Clinton has shown herself to be the psychopath. She led to the rise of ISIS. But it just so happens that Bilderberg have chosen her to be the U.S. president. And that's obviously the reason why Trump is being attacked in the media. And he says, if he says what he says he will do, he will overturn the tables on the globalists. He says he wants to get out of the business of regime change. It's ironic because it seems to be that they're regime changing him. And just in the typical fashion, you know, George Soros-funded protesters are accusing him of attacking, you know, protesters. He's not even the president yet, and they're already trying to do it.
And yeah, we're on the default.
Sorry, just one other thing. You know, the idea of people coming in to the States with claiming to be Syrian refugees, with Syrian passports, as we know, these many Syrian passports that are fake, and I don't want to hear another story in the media about a fake Syrian passport being found near a terrorist attack. So the only real way to vet people going into the States is to ask the Syrian government if the number on the passport is real, and that requires actually opening diplomatic channels, which Clinton and co. have refused to do, and Obama. So that is, you know, what I'm trying to say is, as well, is there's a sanity in what Trump is saying.
And that's why he's attracted more support amongst Muslims in the U.S. than all the other GOP candidates combined. And that was a poll out of CARE, the, you know, Islamic Relations Organization in America. And that was when Marco Rubio was still involved in that race. So if he's such a massive Islamophobe, why is he attracting more support from Muslims than the other candidates? Well, it's obvious because of the reasons you just outlined. But moving on, of course, Russia recently pulled out of Syria, saying it had accomplished its mission. The suddenness of that announcement took a lot of people by surprise. Putin says that, you know, Moscow can go back in with fighter jets very quickly if necessary. But explain to the audience the wider geopolitical calculations behind this Russian pullout.
Well, there's been a lot of reasons that could possibly be the cause. You know, from the start, they'd already outlined that the operation would last 3 to 4 months. So it shouldn't come as too much of a surprise that they pulled out. They said that it would be this short. It's probably because of the amount of money that it takes to invest in such a pullout and the fact that they've already sort of changed the situation on the ground. It could also have to do with negotiations in Geneva and trying to, you know, de-escalate. There's also been talk about, at the same time as this pullout, talk about federalizing Syria, and I'd like to make some points about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading. Reuters is reporting that Kurdish forces are now moving towards declaring an autonomous federal state in that region of northern Syria, which they now control. Of course, they've been battling ISIS, but you claim that in some cases the Kurds are now resorting to ISIS-style atrocities. Tell us what's happening and why it hasn't received much media coverage.
Well, in the first place, the plans to Balkanize Syria were made public by Gonzalez Zarayis in 2006. And the reason why the Kurds have been so positively shown in the media without any of the negative aspects shown is because they fit this objective. But in reality, the Kurds in northwest of Syria came to Syria as illegal immigrants in the 1920s when the Turkish Ataturk at the time hired them to slaughter the Assyrian Christians, which are actually the original inhabitants of that area. And you wouldn't hear that from the mainstream media, the fact that the Kurds in North Syria are actually a minority there and that many of the people they live amongst are actually Assyrian Christians and Arab Bedouins, and they are oppressing the Assyrian Christians. They've been vandalizing the Assyrian Christian history because it reminds people that it is the Assyrians that are historically owning that land, and the Kurds are only here since the 1920s in Al-Hasakeh, and they're still a minority. So it boggles the mind that people would support giving a minority of people, 6% of Syria's population, all of Syria's oil. The Kurds are Iranian Sunni nomads that walked across from Iran, across into Iraq, across into Turkey, and now a little part of Syria. And, you know, letting in illegal immigrants has now resulted in them claiming our land. And everybody seems to be applauding this. It's quite ironic. And the fact that the Assyrian history is not even being shown in the media because it breaks this agenda.
Now, Reuters is reporting U.S. dismisses Russia call for urgent talks on Syria ceasefire. The United States on Monday rejected Russia's call for an urgent meeting over violations of Syria's three-week cessation of hostilities, saying that its concerns were already being handled in a constructive manner. Is this ceasefire genuine? Is it going to hold? And what's the immediate future look like for Syria? Are we seeing the end, finally, of this civil war in Syria?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. I think it's probably going to go on for a few, many years to come. And unfortunately, you know, these people who want to tear the fabric of nations and push sectarianism everywhere and basically carve out mini states, they really don't want to let go. The Syrian military has been fighting ISIS now for 5 years. Unfortunately, I think that it's going to continue.
Okay, now where can people find more information about your reports about this information?
Please add yourself to my YouTube channel, subscribe to Syrian Girl Partisan or Partisan Girl, and I will be giving references to everything I've said today on that channel. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Always great.
Okay, there goes Syrian Girl. Thanks for joining us. We'll be sure to keep track of developments in Syria. We got a few minutes here left in the segment. We're going to go back to some more news. Back to Trump. This is a Gateway Pundit again. Secret Service, Trump campaign increasing security after threats to family and violent protests. That's right, violent protests. Now, of course, one of Trump's sons received, or his son's wife, I believe, received some powder in the mail last week. Again, that was probably Donald Trump's fault. But now there's been an uptick in threats once again. The Secret Service and the presidential campaign of Donald Trump are increasing security for the candidate and his rallies after threatening letters were received by Trump family members. And violent protests by leftists broke out at a string of several Trump rallies. NBC News reported Secret Service is ramping up their presence around Donald Trump as the Joint Terrorism Task Force investigates a suspicious envelope with the powder that was delivered to Trump's son. And again, if you go on Twitter every single frigging day while the media says that Trump is inciting violence, you have violent leftists threatening to assassinate Donald Trump. And yes, in most cases, it's just a crass, vulgar joke. If such a joke was aimed at Hillary Clinton or Obama, of course, the leftist media would be up in arms. But in some cases, these threats are leading to Secret Service visits. And still, the ignorance of these people on Twitter, the uptick in threats just continues. It accelerates every single day, people threatening to assassinate Trump. So we've got the Secret Service now becoming more nervous about his safety. Now, last week we had the story about the top Black Lives Matter activist, Def Poe, tweeting, "We will incite riots everywhere if Trump wins." Of course, the update to that, as I mentioned briefly earlier in the show, was that after he was called out on this, after it got picked up by InfoWars, by Breitbart, by other news organizations, he went back and claimed that he had never made these comments. He was like, he used the N-word, of course. He was like, "That's not a word I would ever use. I never made this tweet." Well, the problem for Def Poe is that people have the ability to look at archives on Twitter. This is the internet. It's 2016. Anything you post on the internet remains on the internet. Doesn't matter if you delete it off your Twitter profile. So not only did he not apologize for these comments, which in directly inciting riots, he lied
and claimed that he never made the comments in the first place. And then he retweeted. He didn't retweet anything. He deleted it. He retreated to his safe space. He blocked me, of course. That's the natural inclination of all social justice warriors. When they get called out on their BS, they run away and hide. But again, it emphasizes the point that this Black Lives Matter group, and this is a prominent leader, is a violent, hateful group. Does that mean that all the people who march with Black Lives Matter are violent and hateful? No. But when you've got the ideological inspiration behind BLM being a convicted cop killer who is on the FBI's most wanted domestic terrorist list, Assata Shakur, then it's a problem. Imagine if the Oregon militia had their ideological inspiration as Timothy McVeigh, and they were calling for riots and killing cops. Would the media give them cover? Would Time magazine come out with articles, you know, in defense of rioting? No, they wouldn't. They ignore this, and any violent threats that are made by Black Lives Matter, by leftists in general, are always blamed, of course, on Donald Trump. We had another incident at a Donald Trump rally the other day where a black Donald Trump supporter punched one of these leftists who was agitating in the face. Of course, what they didn't show you was that right next to him was another leftist wearing a KKK uniform. So they always talk about the violence. They never talk about the provocation. We'll be back with the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive. Don't go away.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Rainforest is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Rainforest.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Rainforest and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all.
We're back to the final segment of the 4th Hour of the InfoWars Overdrive. I'm Paul Joseph Watson.
The Washington Examiner is reporting sheriffs writ Obama silence on murdered police, say he backed those that kill us. Despite a 300% surge in the shooting deaths of police this year, President Obama has done little to signal his regret, leading law enforcement to charge that he is condoning the slayings. Quote, he has a microphone in his face almost every moment he's awake and has unprecedented access to the media. He could certainly take a moment to acknowledge these events and give us the same support he provides those that attack and kill us, Carroll County MD Sheriff James T. DeWeese told Secrets. So again, you have Obama getting up on Jimmy Kimmel and saying that the Ferguson riots were understandable. You've got a 300% surge in the shooting deaths of police. And again, he says nothing whatsoever about it, because it doesn't play into this race war division narrative that they're trying to stir in the run-up to this election. Over in Germany, the land of cultural enrichment, Daily Caller reports Germany is running out of prison cells because of refugee crisis. Germany is about to run out of prison cells due to the unprecedented migrant influx in the country. Foreigners make up 9% of Germany's population. That's soon to rise. But close to 30% of its prison population. So they're disproportionately more likely to commit crimes. That's another racist fact. The number is even higher among incarcerated people awaiting trial, as there is a risk they will leave the country. The wave of refugees is not without consequence for the German prisons, the Federal Union of Prison Staff head Anton Back said in a statement. So they have run out of room to house the prisoners because the migrants are disproportionately more likely to commit crimes and therefore be prisoners. That's the cultural enrichment of Germany, and they're going to let in yet more migrants. In Sheffield, my hometown in England, students have to be shown how to use the toilet. Top university puts up bizarre warning signs in campus loos after complaints about awful mess. Now, you can go and look at this picture on the Daily Mail. They're having to put these signs up everywhere throughout this university, telling people how to use a toilet. Now, if you scroll down into the article, they're having to do it because, well, international students don't know how to use the toilet. Now, in India, UNICEF has to have an education program every single year because 600 million people, half the population, crap in the streets. And it leads to horrible childhood infections and diseases. So now they're having to introduce similar educational programs here in the United Kingdom because of the increasing influx of migrants. And it all should be celebrated again as cultural enrichment. If you don't do so, you're a bigot, you're a racist, even though immigrants isn't a race. Now, over in Sweden, which again is another epicenter of cultural enrichment, where film crews get attacked in Muslim no-go ghettos that don't exist and are a conspiracy theory, Sweden is set to spend more on housing refugees than national defense. This is out of Zero Hedge. Sweden's refugee crisis has gone through the breaking point. Even dovish politicians concede the pace of refugee spending, which is on track to surpass that for national defense in Sweden for the first time this year, can't be sustained without revisions to a social contract based on high taxes, cradle-to-grave entitlements, tight regulation, and AAA credit. So now even the liberals in Sweden are saying enough is enough. We're completely overwhelmed. This has to stop. That's going to wrap it up for this fourth-hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. Of course, Alex will be back with the live radio show 11 to 2 tomorrow. Also, be sure to tune into InfoWars Nightly News tonight and check out all the breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.